dinner ready. Steak and kidney pie. What have you got there?
Toothpicks. What do you look like?
Billiard cues.
Well, that's what they are. Billiard cues. I do wish you'd stop asking these rhetorical questions. It's a very irritating habit you've got.
God, you're in a bad mood this evening.
I'm not in a bad mood. As it happens, I'm in a very good mood. I'm feeling very pleased with myself. I've had a very nice little tickle. Half a dozen billiard cues, a complete set of rests, a lovely scoreboard, and I've got a beautiful full frame of ivory balls.
Yeah, they're all right, aren't they? You did very well there. We'll take them down to the Temperance Billiard Hall and flog them.
That's why I just bought them from you, twit. They're closing down, having a sell-off.
The old Temperance closing down. Oh, what a shame. The working man's playing fields of healing, that was. Huh? Where are you going to sell this lot, anyway?
Oh, I'd sell them, I'll keep them.
What for?
I've got to work up a juggling act. Ta 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 ta. You had to take out, aren't you, eh? Rhetorical questions. I'm going to play with them.
Where? On the sideboard.
I bought a table, haven't I? I'll give him 25 quid for the lot, arranged beyond removal. It's being delivered tomorrow morning.
Been delivered? Wasting all that money, you should have put it on the cart.
If I had put that table on the cart, the horse would have gone straight up in the air. Idea how much them things weigh. It takes half a dozen blokes to shift it. That's a beautiful table, Dad. It's number 8. The one I always used to play on when I went down there. It's the best table in the hall. And that is mine. That's a dream fulfilled. I've always wanted my own billiard room. You know, like in them country houses. You know, I'll see it on pictures. You know, after dinner, all in their evening dress. Boot all the birds upstairs. Got hold of the decanter, light the cigars. I throw open a double doors into the prime panel billiard room. Oh, yes. That's very civilised. I mean, 3 hours of vintage port and good conversation. Broken only by the soft click of the ivory.
And the gentle rip of the green beige. To the table.
That's very funny. A very good player I am, mate. I've got my name on a few cups down there, I can tell you.
Yeah, teacups from the counter, that's all you've got.
Look, you can't go down there twice a week for 10 years and be allowed to have rubbish. You've never seen me play, have you?
No.
Then you're in for a real surprise, aren't you? Come on, help me clear up some of this stuff. And then you can help me clear the lounge out.
What for?
To make room for the table, you fool.
You're not bringing that table in here. This is our lounge.
It was. It is now my billiard room. There he is. My last opponent, still patiently waiting for me.
You're potty. You'll never get a full billiard table in here.
I can't see well. You'll be surprised how much room there is in here once you clear all this rubbish out.
We need a lounge. We have to have a lounge. Somewhere to sit in the evening.
What? We'll put the lounge up in your bedroom. That's very modern, that is. With all these new townhouses, got all their lounges upstairs. But it's the latest trend these days.
You're not kicking me out of my bedroom. Where did I sleep?
There's loads of places. I mean, I'll stick a ladder up to the loft. Oh, you can go in that little cupboard under the stairs. You've been there before. Very warm, you said it was. No, look, there's lots of places, and you're only a small bloke. You don't take much room.
I am not going up in the loft, under the stairs, or out in the stable.
Ooh, you are awkward, aren't you? All right, then. I'll bang you a mattress underneath the billiard table. I put some nice curtains round. It'll be very nice. It'll be just like sleeping in a low four-poster.
I suppose when I have one of me turns in the night and wake up suddenly, I could kill myself.
Yeah, bang that on. You pretend you're back in the trenches.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, I don't make problems, Dad. Well, it's going to be very elegant. There can't be many houses round here with a billiard room.
No, and there can't be many old men sleeping under tables either.
Stop moaning. Come on, give it down with some of this stuff.
Here. Why don't you get a half-size table? Then we could eat off it and we wouldn't have to move anything.
Half-size table? You must be joking. I can't play a serious game on a half-size table. For that is like asking a pole vaulter to jump 2 foot 6. I could play the game, Dad. You know what I mean? No. It's got to be all or nothing.
Well, I'm not shitting any furniture tonight. Come on into the kitchen, have your dinner. It's been in the oven for hours.
I think I'll panel it out with them tea chests. They look very nice, all varnished up.
There, get that down, you.
No, I'm too excited. I couldn't eat nothing.
You eat it. I made it. Steak and kidney pie. Lovely. What's the matter?
I think I've lost a tooth. That's what's the matter. Hi, this isn't one of mine. You've done it again, haven't you? You've been decorating that pipe cross with them old teeth of yours.
Oh, they give it a nice pattern.
It's like Mrs. Lovett's pies. We'll be finding fingernails in them next.
Dad, are you in there?
Yeah, and I doubt he will ever get out. Oh, my God. Joe Davis.
Ah, shut up, moaning. You look like Tutankhamun buried with all his treasure. And I think I'll warm you up in the morning.
Hello?
Yeah, hang about. How's that going? Is it up?
Yeah, it's up. All right, come down. All ready to use.
Yeah, that, Dad. It's up. I told you it'd fit in.
Oh, right. Thank you. It was hard work, it was, Governor. Very hard work indeed. Ah, thanks very much, Governor. Enjoy yourself with it. Here, here's our card in case you need us again.
Right.
Get out.
Come on, Dad. Well, all ready. Here we go. If you care to come in and watch me practice, you're very welcome to.
Yeah, you and your billiard tables ruining this house, you are.
I can't say it's not. You ain't got no imagination, have you, eh? That's the difference between you and me. You cannot visualise how a room's going to look when it's finally finished.
Who said it'll never fit in there? It'll never fit in there.
Exactly, isn't it? Of course it'll fit in there. It fits perfectly. Come on.
Nice. That's very nice. Good job you didn't panel out the room. We'd never have got in.
Shut up. But, let's try the cloth out. Here we go for break. Hold on, 2, 3. This queue seems a bit long.
I've got some chopsticks in the kitchen.
You might.
Mind your ghoulies on the pocket. I hope you're satisfied. I told you to never fit in.
Quit, see? That's a bit crabby, that's all. But that's nothing that a few minor structural alterations won't put right.
Such as?
Well, we can knock the kitchen out and bring that end into play. Then, if we take this wall out here...
The house will fall down.
And the house will... We'll put an RSJ to support the roof, and there you go. It'll be much better. It'll make the whole of the ground floor into one big room.
It'll be easier to drill holes all through the walls, stand outside and poke your cue through.
I'll poke the cue for you in a minute. Well, I didn't expect it to be perfect first time. I mean, it's bad to have one or two things wrong. But I mean, there's nothing to do that we can't put right. I mean, at least now we know what is required. I mean, it doesn't matter, really, to a really first-class player. It is simply a question of bringing the cue ball back to a position again where you can clobber it again. It's very simple if you know the game.
All right, then, go on. Let's see you. Four away. Thought you said you could play this game.
Now look, you, that's the second remark you've made about my ability. I suppose you think you could do better.
No, I didn't say that. I just said it was a rotten shot.
Oh, no, it was a rotten shot. I mistimed it. I gave it a little bit too much left-hand side. Well, it's a normal mistake anybody can make under these circumstances.
There's 15 reds to shoot at. What did you make? Made you hit that one?
Well, I suppose you'd have sunk all six, one in each pocket.
I wouldn't have gone in off me first shot.
Wouldn't you?
No.
Look, mate, I could take you on any day, but we can't beat you. Have you fancied your chance? Cop hold of a cue. Come on, get out of a cue, eh? Get out of one. Let's have a look at what you can do. I mean, you're always doing everything else so easy. You should be able to play this game. This should give you no trouble.
I don't feel like playing today.
Yeah, but you don't, because you know you'll get turned over. You're not a bad judge, neither. Well, you stand no chance with me. You get well and truly gazumped.
Not from what I've seen so far.
Oh, come on, cop out of a queue. Come on, let's have a look at you.
You can't play properly in here.
Oh, don't start blaming the room. I mean, it's the same for both of us. Look, if you don't want to play me, don't make excuses. I mean, I can fully understand you don't want to be humiliated. That's quite understandable. But, I mean, you just can't accept the fact that there's something I can do better than you, can you?
You cocky little bleeder.
Hello, cocky. I just know of my own strength, that's all. Now, are you going to give me a game? Are you going to keep quiet like a good little man?
I haven't played for over 40 years.
Oh, well, I'm sure that won't bother you. I'm sure you're still quite brilliant.
Oh, well, I'll have a go.
Pound a frame? Or would you prefer something a little less strong? Like the best out of three for a tenner? Ooh, confidence. Ooh. All right, I'll give you that for a start, that four. Come on, it's your go. Let me do it. You hit the white ball.
Oh, no!
That's quite good. I can see you play before.
Get on with it.
Yeah.
12-0 I'm going to win this without having to pot anything.
Make your shot.
I thought you said you could play this game.
Make your shot.
Oh, there's one.
I didn't see that one.
Didn't you? I can't see how you didn't see that one. One to me. Black.
I didn't see that one either.
Well, you have to keep your eyes open in this game, mate. Eight altogether. You go. There. That's 20-0.
Oh, shut up. You don't leave much, do you?
And that's the object, isn't it? Both feet on the floor.
Come at a short queue.
We haven't got one.
Ridiculous, you can't play in here.
And it's the same for both of us.
No, you ain't. You're smaller than I am and you can't play and I can. I use the correct technique. Feet wide apart, body over the apex, elbow well back. You just jab away and I'll be the best.
It works, don't it?
Because you're dead bleeding jammy. Beginner's luck.
Yeah, rubbish. They were all played for my shots.
Look, you got 24 points, 16 of which I'll give you.
Yeah, you're a rotten player.
I'm not a rotten player. I can beat you any day of the week.
I beat you at everything else.
No, no. That's why I'm going to beat you at snooker. This is my game, mate. And we're going to carry on playing until I've won and thrashed you.
Okay, then. £2 a frame.
Right, £2 a frame.
Right. It's my go.
Not hot playing it in.
Where are we playing, then?
Morning, out. Ooh! Right, best out of seven frames, £50 for the winner. Side bets are £20 for every break over 50.
I'm not paying out here.
You're worried now, aren't you, eh? Hey, now I'm in conditions that suits me, you want to blow it out.
Well, it's cold out here, I'm catching pneumonia.
Don't worry, mate, you won't have me out here long enough for that. No one's arguing, starting. Oh, yeah, it's all cream. Oh, I can play my real repertoire as yours now.
Yeah, call for break. Tails, you break.
As you please, my dear.
All away.
A joke off.
Aye, Harold, let's turn it in. It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
No. Not to beat you. I can't beat you.
It's daft, Harold.
Not to me, I...
It's only a game. What does it matter if I'm winning?
It matters to me. All my life it's been like that. But I'm going to win this time. You've been lucky so far. But can't last. It's got to run out. And it's all down to skill. I'll wear your shot.
What was that?
Nothing.
There it was again.
It wasn't me. All right, so it was Thunder. Thunder can't hurt you. Make a shot.
Harold, that was lightning. Oh, we just go in. It's dangerous, Harold. One of the cues might be struck for lightning.
Well, don't hold it up in the air, then.
Harold, I'm scared. I don't like lightning. Let me go in.
No! Make a shot. I'm not backing up till I've won.
Oh, sod this for a laugh.
No!
You can't have to catch up with me now. You're 10 behind. You can't do it on the black.
Well done. I'm going in.
Come back here, you. You ain't finished yet. Come back here, you. You ain't finished. Yeah, that's 3 games all. It's all down to the last fry.
I'm not playing in a thunderstorm.
Oh, yes, you are, you know. You're rot set in now. That was a terrible shot, that last one. I've got you right on the run. Go on. You're not getting out of it now.
It's raining. We can't play
in this. Oh, drop of rain won't hurt you. But the first thing's to wash you out in a week. Come on, let's set the balls up.
Oh, that's great, isn't it? I've only just set that up.
Yeah.
Well, fast of you, don't I? Oh, yes. Yeah, I'm a slow start, I am, mate. Notorious for it, I am. Just beginning to get warmed up.
Well, I'm bleeding well now.
You're going to play this game to the finish. I'll just clean this little up and we'll say no more about it. Right. Your break.
Where are you? We've been struck by lightning. Again, it's your own fault. Harold, let's stop now. It's dangerous.
Rubbish. Lightning never strikes in the same place twice. Now stop moaning. You'll break. I'm going to rub your skinny little nose in it now. But tomorrow you'll say that rain stopped play. You could have won if we'd have carried on. We're going to carry on to the bitter end. I want a definite result.
Come on, hurry up. Point the finger in your one. Come on, hurry up.
Don't rush me. It's a very vital shot.
Thank you.
won. I've won. I beat you. I beat you at last. I told you I could do it. I told you.
Congratulations, son. Well done.
Well, that's something. I bet you.
You certainly did. You played very well.
Yeah, well, I've got a natural aptitude for games, haven't I? Oh, you must be freezing, Dad. Here, I'll go and make a nice hot cup of tea laced with some brandy, huh? I'll tell you what. I'll give you a few lessons tomorrow. Show you exactly where you went wrong.
Thank you very much, son. I don't suppose I'll ever be as good as you are.
Well, no. I don't suppose you will be. But you'll gradually get better. And if you can play a bit, it'll make things much more interesting for both of us. Go on, then. You go and put the balls away and cover the table with a tarpaulin. I'll go and put a kettle on, all right?
All right. Champ.
Champ.